really be able to afford to go to college without their parents having to save for many, many years in advance. And it was much, the quality of education was much better. Back then, a 4.0 average actually meant something. It was a lot harder to get, get good grades in school. Now, because of it's become such a business, schools are just pumping out good grades and pumping out 4.0 grade averages just to keep kids in school, to keep the money flowing in. So it's actually turned into,
Well, there are some schools that are known for that, but some schools that really aren't known for that. I mean, you're talking about grade inflation, and there's definitely, there's been a backlash against grade inflation, both at the high school and at the collegiate level, over the last 10, 12 years or so, where a lot of schools, the ones that really wanted to maintain a national reputation, really started to crack down. I'm not saying that you're not right at a certain level of colleges, but many recognized that trend and reversed that a while ago. But I think the term that I thought was interesting in the documentary, I don't have a full copy of it, but from what I've seen in the college conspiracy, you refer to it as the college industrial complex. We're used to that in terms of the military industrial complex. Who is behind the college industrial complex?
The problem is really the government. The fact that they're increasing financial aid and making it so easy for students to borrow money, especially during a time where, unemployment is continuing to rise dramatically.
Okay. Well, I'll quote here from your press release. The college industrial complex has created not only myths, but outright hoaxes in order to scam American students into becoming indentured servants for life. 3 years ago, 15 new pharmacist schools were about to open in the U.S. The college cartel, as your group calls it, bribed economists to come out with phony research reports showing that the U.S. was experiencing a huge shortage of pharmacists. The report said that 150,000 new pharmacists would be needed in the U.S. by 2020 due to the aging baby boomer population and a huge boom in 24-hour pharmacies being built nationwide. Today, the NIA is receiving reports of pharmacies on the East Coast receiving 300 applications for each new pharmacist job opening. So this points to not just, some of these traditional four-year schools, but you're saying that even at a graduate school level, these schools are being built so as to redirect federal funding into the schools. They don't really care who the student is. They're just trying to all grab for a piece of the college loan pie.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's even gone to the point now where we mentioned, the pharmacies in the news where there was a shortage. There really wasn't a shortage. And we've actually heard from many NAI members who went to school to become a pharmacist, and, they weren't able to get a pharmacist job anywhere. And the same thing is going on with law schools where they're basically claiming that, students are, a very high percentage of them are able to get a job right after high school, and they're giving out these rates. But in fact, really, they're actually hiring their own students when they graduate, or they're including students that when they graduate are getting a job at Walmart. So they are very deceiving and manipulating with the placement rates after graduating college.
All right, we're going to we'll give the numbers here coming up so that people can join this conversation this hour on Coast to Coast. We're talking about what is considered to be by some a scam, the whole college conspiracy to create a false need. This claim that you won't be able to be successful unless you have a college degree in this country, and your documentary here, Gerard Adams, says that in fact that's not true, that you'll start your life saddled with a huge amount of debt. The college will get all the money, and you'll have a degree which in your documentary you refer to as worthless. How is a college degree worthless?
Well, right now we just feel that we're pro-education. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we just feel that times have really changed, and right now there's so many people that are getting these degrees, and, you're not able to get a job, and we believe that students need to start to think for themselves. They're able to, with the use of the Internet, they're able to teach themselves and use online resources like NIA, or be able to just, you know, learn, use online school without having to get deeply into debt and learn from some of the best professors around the world. You know, they can become an apprentice. They can learn under a mentor and get into the workforce and start to build a career. You know, they can learn a certain, you know, get into a certain field that, you know, like, a, you know, plumbing, learn how to work on an oil rig, learn how to get into the mining industry, learn how to get into agriculture, which is going to all continue to, you know, increase during a hyperinflation and inflationary crisis.
In the college conspiracy, you point out that Americans don't understand that most people that go through a four-year institution actually take 6 years to do it. And as I'm reading here, it said, with U.S. tuition inflation for private colleges averaging over 5% over the past decade, assuming the same rate of tuition inflation continues, a college with a tuition of $30,000 today will have a tuition of $38,500 in the sixth year a student attends it. In College Conspiracy, you analyze the total cost to attend college by factoring in not just rapidly rising tuition expenses, but also the interest payments on student loans, the lost income that college students would have earned if they worked at an average entry-level job that doesn't require a college degree. But you're also saying that that colleges should start to offer lower-cost internet classes. If they did that, then it would start to bring down the tuition and make it affordable and worthwhile for everybody, right? Isn't that one of the things you're saying colleges don't want to do?
Well, we're basically saying that the government should get out of the education industry. The free market should be involved in the education industry. Therefore, students would have to, you know, they would have to qualify through a bank in order to get a student loan to go to college. Therefore, it would become harder. It would, not just any student can go to get a loan from the government. It would become harder to qualify. There would be a demand to get student loans. It would create, the free market would create, it would actually help colleges have to decrease tuitions in order for kids to be able to afford to go to school. So it would, you know, dramatically help students, the quality of education, with them not having to get into debt. If the colleges didn't decrease tuitions, they would have to close their doors. You know, therefore online schools would start to emerge.
Okay, very good. Hang on. We'll get more from Gerard Adams, president of the National Inflation Association. They produced the College Conspiracy. It's available now. You can hook up with them and him at coasttocoastam.com. And we'll give you all the numbers for you to join the conversation. Is there a college conspiracy afoot? Next on Coast to Coast.
Hot Talk, 560 KSFO.
Gerard Adams is the president of the National Inflation Association, an organization that is dedicated to preparing Americans to hyperinflation and even helping Americans survive in what they predict is an upcoming hyperinflationary crisis in the United States. Gerard Adams, would you be president of the NIA if you hadn't gone to college? Gerard?
Oh, sorry about that, Ian. How did I mute? No, I probably wouldn't have.
Okay. And we'll get to a bunch of calls here, and everybody wants to talk to you, and I think we probably have more calls than we have time for. But I did want to pass this along, and it's an interesting point, that according to the statistics from the government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 60% of college graduates since 1992 are employed in positions that are considered to be low-skilled. Now, assuming that they're not happy or that they were, I mean, it's one thing if, you know, if they studied poetry and now they're a carpenter and it works out great for them because they love being a carpenter who writes poetry. I mean, there's things like, or I don't even know that carpentry would qualify as low-skilled, by the way. It very well be high-skilled. But my point is just there may be a lot of people who study one thing in college that have nothing to do with what they do later on in life. But that's a fairly staggering number to think that there's a lot of people who have college degrees who are working in restaurants that did not plan on doing that when they went to college, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, I have a lot of friends that have recently graduated or have been, you know, out of college for the past, you know, 2 years and can still not find a job in the field of their choice, you know, with their college degree, and they're working in low skill jobs. So,
okay, we'll get to the calls here. I'll just say this, that that I can understand why in the College Conspiracy, which is a documentary produced by the NIA that you can get by going online.
By the way, everybody can see the documentary right now. We released it tonight. It's on our website at inflation.us. If you just go to the video tab, just so
okay,
if you want to see it.
Okay, so they don't have to buy it. They can just watch it right there.
It's absolutely free right now. Just all you have to do is go to inflation.us.
All right, so of the I thought it was interesting. You said you've talked to CEOs personally who tell you that in today's world, those who didn't attend college are actually more likely to stand out when it comes to hiring. This is true?
Yes. I mean, right nowadays, everybody has a degree. Most of the CEOs said that they're looking for, you know, students that have a passion for what they do, you know, can think on their feet, you know, really love what they're doing. You know, it's not so much about the college degree.
Okay. Let's go to east of the Rockies. John is in Boston on Coast to Coast for Gerard Adams of the NIA, the College Conspiracy. John, where are you with that?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Ian, just I've been, you know, a long-time listener, and I'm only 20 years old, so I'm definitely one of the younger listeners in the audience.
And but, yet a beautiful life, too young to go next week. So thank you for dedicating what precious
exactly
time we have left together. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about just grad school, because, I mean, I'll be a senior this fall in college, and, I mean, my big concern is obviously paying back these loans when there's no jobs out there, and is it even worth it to go get that master's degree with, I mean,
In what profession, John?
I'm a business major, so, I mean, there's plenty of opportunity. But, I mean, it's unbelievable how many people and students are applying for unpaid internships.
Sure.
That I'm finding, let alone actual paying careers when we graduate. So that's, you know, a big concern of mine, to even bother going to grad school or not.
Thank you, John. Gerard, what would you say to John about B school next year?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of, you know, he brings up a point that right now a lot of students, they can't find a job. So they end up thinking that they should go back to school, getting into, you know, more debt, and thinking that if they get a master's degree, you know, they go back to school for a couple of years, that, you know, that it'll help them get a job later on. And you know, right now they might as well just go back to school because they can't find a job. And, you know, really that's not the case. I think that you need to think outside of the box. You need to get right into the workforce right now. Do everything you can. You know, I think that you have to be unique. Me personally, when I first started trying to get into the workforce, I was extremely aggressive. I wanted to become an apprentice. I wanted to, you know, go and, you know, knock. If I had to knock on a